3. The Zimmi status of non-Muslim minorities. It is held by authorities that non-Muslim citizens of an Islamic state are of two categories regarding their citizenship in a state. A. Zimmis, that is those who have come under an Islamic state on account of being subdued in a battle. B. Musta'mins, that is non-Muslim residents of Darul Harb, or the abode of war, who temporarily reside in Darul Islam, or the abode of Islam. It has been explained in the previous sections that subduing non-Muslims by force is no longer permitted today. Waging war against them to punish them for deliberately denying the truth relates to a divine practice pertaining to the immediate and foremost addressees of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hence, Zimmis and Musta'mins are categories of non-Muslims specific to the age of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. The directives of fiqh related to Zimmis and Musta'mins, consequently, cannot be related to the non-Muslims of today. The non-Muslim minorities of today living in Muslim countries can only be classified as mu'ahids, or citizens by contract. Keeping in view the general welfare of the state, through mutual consent, any contract can be made with non-Muslims of today regarding their rights. As such, all dealings with them should be according to the terms of the treaty concluded with them. 4. Prohibition of friendship with non-Muslims. On the basis of the following verse of the Quran, some Muslim scholars are of the view that Muslims should never make friends with non-Muslims. In fact, they should show hostility and venom towards them. لَا يَتَّخِذِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Believers should not make friends with the disbelievers, leaving aside the believers. Surah number 3, verse 28. Similar verses read, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَتُرِيدُونَ أَن تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ سُلْطَانًا مُبِينًا Believers, do not make friends with the disbelievers, leaving aside the believers. Do you wish to offer God an open argument against yourselves? Surah number 4, verse 144. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّسَارَ أَوْلِيَاءَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ Believers, take not these Jews and Christians for your friends. They are but friends to each other. And he amongst you who turns to them for friendship is of them. Surah number 5, verse 51. A deliberation on the context of these verses will show that they were revealed in Medina in that phase of the prophetic mission in which the Muslims were being told to separate themselves as a collectivity from the non-Muslims. This was because the latter could be identified as a collectivity that was soon to be visited by divine punishment if they continued to deliberately deny the truth. In other words, if these verses are interpreted in the light of the divine guidance discussed in the previous pages, it becomes evident that the Alif Lam or Al, on Al-Kafirin, or these disbelievers, on Al-Yahud, or these Jews, and on Al-Nasara, or these Christians, refers to the Jews and Christians who were the direct and immediate addressees of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and had deliberately denied the truth communicated to them by him. Consequently, none of these verses relates to the non-Muslims of today. 5. The superiority of Muslim blood. The following hadith is presented as evidence to support the view that a Muslim will not be killed if he is guilty of killing a non-Muslim, whereas the reverse will be carried out. عن عمر بن شعيب عن أبيه عن جده عن النبي لا يقتل مؤمن بكافر Shu'ayb ibn Muhammad narrated from his father Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, who reported from the Prophet, no believer will be killed in qisas of a disbeliever. Abu Dawud, Sunan, Volume 4, page 173, hadith number 4506. It is evident from another narrative attributed to Ali رضي الله عنه that here the word disbeliever signifies an idolater. The words are, La yuqtalu muslimun bi mushrikin. No Muslim will be killed in qisas of an idolater. Ad-Darimi, Sunan, Volume 2, page 249, hadith number 2356. It is essential to relate this hadith to its basis in the Quran, since a hadith cannot give an independent directive. Thus, in accordance with the divine practice mentioned in the Quran as discussed in this treatise, after Muhammad's migration to Medina, the idolaters had lost their right to live after having intentionally denied the truth. As a result, this hadith and other ahadith of similar meaning are solely related to the idolaters of the Prophet's times. This directive has no bearing on the non-Muslims of today. Consequently, today if a Muslim is guilty of murdering a non-Muslim, he shall certainly be sent to the gallows if he is not forgiven by the family of the slain person. 6. Greeting non-Muslims in an inferior way. It is held by many Muslims that one should not initiate salutations with non-Muslims because this would be showing respect to them. In all probability, their view is based on the following narrative. An Abi Huraira, Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, La tabda'u al-Yahuda wa al-Nasara bis-salam. Abu Huraira reported from the Prophet, do not initiate salutations to the Jews or the Christians. Muslim, Al-Jami al-Sahih, Volume 4, page 1707, Hadith number 2167. If this narrative is understood in the light of the divine practice discussed in this treatise, one can conclude that this was a form of humiliation for the Jews and Christians of the Prophet's times who had deliberately denied the truth. This attitude, of course, cannot be adopted with other non-Muslims. Even in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before non-Muslims had deliberately rejected the truth, they too were greeted by taking the initiative. In this regard, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said "Assalamu alaikum" to the non-Muslims of his times. Usama ibn Zayd reports, "An Urwa an Usama ibn Zayd akhbarahu anna an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam marra bi majlisin wa fihi akhlatun min al-muslimin wal yahud fa sallama alayhim." Urwa reports that Usama ibn Zayd informed him that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam once passed by a mixed gathering of Muslims and Jews and said "Assalamu alaikum" to them. At-Tirmizi, Sunan, Volume 5, page 61, Hadith number 2702. 7. Non-Muslims will be doomed in the hereafter. It is generally held that all non-Muslims will necessarily go to hell. Verses like the following usually form the basis of this view. إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين في نار جهنم خالدين فيها أولئك هم شر البرية. These disbelievers among the people of the book and the idolaters shall burn forever in the fire of hell. They are the vilest of all creatures. Surah number 98, verse 6. Once again, it must be appreciated that these verses speak of the Jews and the Christians and the idolaters of the Prophet Muhammad's times who had knowingly denied the truth. According to the divine practice discussed in previous pages, such non-Muslims were condemned to this fate. As far as the non-Muslims of later times are concerned, they will meet this fate only if they are not sincere seekers of the truth and also deny the truth in spite of being convinced about it.